أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون صدق الله العظيم. Now one might be wondering, it's only Rajab. Why is he reciting verses about Shahru Ramadan? In fact, it's the 29th of Rajab today. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. And so we're coming to the end of Rajab, one of the Ashur al-Hurum, one of the sacred months. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ, of which Allah SWT says about the Ashur al-Hurum, which are Muharram, Rajab, Dhul Qa'dah and Dhul Hijjah. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ, don't oppress yourselves therein. In other words, do not transgress the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is far worse to do it in these 4 months than in any other month. So Rajab, subhanAllah, it is definitely isti'adadan, it is a preparation for Sha'ban and Ramadan. Sha'ban is an interesting month as well in terms of preparation for Ramadan, because according to the hadith of Sayyidah Aisha, الصديقة بنت الصديق رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنها وأرضاها قالت فما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استكمل صيام شهر إلا رمضان وما رأيت أكثر صياما منه في الشعبان. سيدة عائشة, and this is in Bukhari, authentic hadith, she says that I didn't see the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم complete a month of fasting except the month of Ramadan. It was the only month that he completed from the first day to the last day thereof. And then she said after that, she said, and I didn't see him fasting more in any other month besides that, of course. He only completed. I need to take it off for Friday, for Jummah, inshallah. Forgive me for that. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. So he didn't complete any other month of the year in fasting from the first to the end, from the first to the last, except Ramadan. And he didn't fast more in any other month besides Ramadan, which is the only month that he completed of fasting. He didn't fast more in any other month than the month of Sha'ban. So we are getting ready. That guest is on its way. And we need to prepare ourselves to receive that guest. And I've chosen these verses because when you actually go to the tafasir, and we look at the, especially the classical tafasir, we look at what At-Tabari says, what Al-Qurtubi says, what As-Sa'di says, what Al-Baghawi says. And we actually find that these verses, according to many of the scholars, is actually not even speaking about Ramadan. Let's go to the first verse. We in Surah Al-Baqarah, and we are dealing with verse number 185 of Surah Al-Baqarah is now the first time where we actually hear شَهُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. We're not speaking about that today. We'll leave that for Ramadan, inshallah. We'll leave that for Ramadan. But we are definitely speaking about Siyam. We are definitely speaking about fasting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins verse number 183, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Oh, those of you who believe, indeed fasting has been prescribed for you, just like it was prescribed on those who came before you, in order that you might develop taqwa. تَتَّقُونَ, coming from the word wiqaya, which is what? Which is a shield that we place between ourselves and every word, action, or behavior that would bring upon us the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is one of the great benefits of fasting. We'll look at, inshallah ta'ala, a little later. So it's something that's been prescribed. Now, this is the verse that we normally recite, that we normally speak about in Ramadan, and that this verse is speaking about Ramadan. That is the opinion of many of the scholars. But there are also many, and I'd like to take one in particular, the greatest of the scholars from amongst the Sahaba. In actual fact, the greatest mufassir, the greatest interpreter of the meaning of the Quran from amongst the Sahaba, none other than Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. Allah be pleased with both of them. Why? Because Abdullah is the cousin of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Abbas is his uncle. Oh, Allah give him understanding in the religion and teach him the interpretation of the Quran. So when Ibn Abbas, when he speaks about a meaning of a verse in the Quran, we must take note. We must take note. Not that we mustn't take note of the opinions of other Sahaba, but certainly we take note of the opinion of Abdullah ibn Abbas. And likewise, when it comes to the Tabi'een, we take note of Mujahid, who was the student of Abdullah ibn Abbas, who said, عَرَضْتُ الْمُصْحَفَ عَلَى بْنِ عَبَّاسٍ ثَلَاثَ عَرَضَاتٍ فَمَا مِنْ آيَةٍ إِلَّا أَوْقَفْتُهُ عَنْدَهَا أَسْأَلُهُ عَنْهَا. He said, I read the Quran 3 times to Ibn Abbas, and there wasn't a single ayah except that I stopped him at that ayah and I asked him about that ayah. And then according to Ahl-Ilm, that Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he is second in line in terms of the rutbah, in terms of the rank of the mufassirin of the Sahaba. First Abdullah ibn Abbas, and then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who said, مَا نَزَلَتْ آيَةٌ مِّن كِتَابِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا وَأَنَا أَعْلَمُ أَيْنَ مَا نَزَلَتْ وَفِي مَن نَزَلَتْ. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, not one single ayah has been revealed of the Quran except that I know where it was revealed and why it was revealed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be the inheritors of this knowledge. Ameen. So what does Abdullah ibn Abbas say? Abdullah ibn Abbas, and Al-Imam al-Baghawi makes mention of this in his tafsir, that في ابتداء الإسلام صوم ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر واجبا. قيل كان في ابتداء الإسلام صوم ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر واجبا وصوم يوم عاشوراء فصاموا كذلك من الربيع إلى شهر رمضان 17 شهرا ثم نسخ بصوم رمضان. قال ابن عباس أول ما نسخ بعد الهجرة أمر القبلة والصوم. He says that in the beginning of Islam, 3 days of every month and the day of Ashura were compulsory to fast. Kana wajiban. Compulsory to fast. Ibn Abbas, he says that when our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the hijrah to Medina, 2 things were abrogated. The Qibla and the fasting. In other words, the 3 days and the day of Ashura, the obligation of fasting, it was abrogated for the obligation of fasting the month of Ramadan. I'm giving you an opinion which I'm inclined to. I'm inclined to this opinion. There are other scholars that say no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is speaking about Shahr Ramadan. And that why it says, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Why? Because there were many nations before that fasted Ramadan. There's even a riwayah, and we have no clear evidence for any of these, but there is a narration that the people of Nabi Nuh, they fasted Ramadan, and the Yahud fasted Ramadan, but what they did, they decreased it, and the Nasara fasted Ramadan, but they increased it, but there's absolutely no clear evidence for this. The only clear evidence we have is that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the first ummah to have been given this ni'mah, to have been given this great favor and blessing of having to fast as an obligation, as a rukun min arkan al-Islam. As we know, it is a pillar of the 5 pillars of Islam. Buni al-Islamu ala khams. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad rasulullah wa iqam al-salah wa ita al-zakah وصوم رمضان وحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. Fasting the month of Ramadan is a rukn. Whoever doesn't fast it, even one day, is a great sin in the eyes of Allah. In actual fact, for them to fast the whole year wouldn't make up that one day that they didn't fast on purpose. In other words, he stands up in the morning and says, إِلَّسِي أُمْتُ بُوَاسَ فَتَخِي مُنِي فَمَيْ فَتِيَلِي. And he doesn't fast. If he had to fast the whole year, it wouldn't make up for that one day, even though he has to pay it in. But in terms of the gravity of that sin, and of course the one that rejects and says, I am Muslim, but I don't have to fast in Ramadan, and not because of any other, any legal, permissible, acceptable reason, they just say, no, I don't feel I have to fast Ramadan. Then they have taken themselves out of the fold of Islam. So it is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, according to this opinion that we are speaking about, that is the first ummah to have been given the obligation of fasting the month of Ramadan. Before the fasting of Ramadan was revealed, the obligation thereof to fast it, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ شَهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ, which comes in 185 of Surah Al-Baqarah. شَهْرَ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتِ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمُّ. Whoever witnesses the month from amongst you, then fast it. That's when the action was to fast 3 days of every month and to fast the day of Ashura. Let's go to 184. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتِ. Ayaman ma'dudat, a limited number of days. Again, those who are of the opinion that Allah is speaking from Ya Ladina Amanu Kutiba alaykum Siyam, those who are of the opinion that Allah is speaking about Ramadan, they say, you see here, these are the limited number of days referring to Ramadan. But other Mufassirin, they say, but never ever has a month of the months of the year been called Ayaman ma'duda. Ayaman ma'duda, lam yusammi bihi shahr. No month has ever been described as limited days by anyone. So that is why they believe that Ayyam al-Ma'duda is referring to these 3 days and Yawm Ashura. Yawm Ashura kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, like it was written for Bani Israel. And the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina, he found them fasting it. And he said, Ana awla bikum min Musa, I have more right over Musa than you. فَصَامَهُ وَأَمَرَ بِسِيَامِهِ. And so he fasted it, and he commanded the Sahaba to fast it. Until the obligation of Ramadan came, and then it became تَطَوَّعًا. It became something which was not obligatory, but something that was sunnah, something that was praiseworthy. Something that in the ahkam al-sharia, we have the second hukum, which is mandub, or mustahab, or sunnah. And that is, يُثَابُ عَلَى فِعْلِهِ وَلَا يُعَاقَبُ عَلَى تَرْكِ. You'll be rewarded if you do it, but you won't be punished if you leave it out. So that is when the abrogation happened, and that is what happened. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. So whoever is sick from amongst you or on a journey, so this is now exception. This is now those ayam and ma'dudat, those 3 days of every month and Yawm Ashura that were made obligatory, wajiban, according to Al-Imam al-Baghawi, based on the qawl of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, that if somebody was sick or on a journey, then fa'iddatum min ayyamin ukhar, then they would have to make the days up at a later stage. وَعَلَى الَّذِينِ يُطِيقُونَ. But those that are able to fast it, other words, not because of old age or because of sickness, or a woman because she is pregnant or breastfeeding, whatever the case might be. فِدْيَةُ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. جمهور العلماء, the majority of the ulama say that this fidya, this substitution, or this penalty that you must pay is mud. Mud al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mud is a measurement. It's about, difference of opinion, but about 287 milliliters. Why? Because a sa' is arba umdad, is 4 mud, which adds up to about 2.75 liters of the, what we would call, the staple food of a people. To give that every day for, which is not fasted. According to the one opinion, referring to Ramadan, before it was abrogated, or according to Ibn Abbas, according to those 3 days every month, or Yawm Ashura. وَعَلَى الَّذِينِ يُتِيقُونَ فِدَّةُ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ فَمَنْ تَتَوَّأَ خَيْرٌ فَوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. And whoever wants to give above that, it is good for them. وَأَنْ تَسُومُوا. And this is our main point for today. وَأَنْ تَسُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. We're speaking عموماً, we're speaking generally now. Obviously we know that the abrogation is coming next in 185, which we will leave for Ramadan inshallah. Because Ramadan, we know that we don't have a choice. We don't have a choice unless we fall into those categories of not being able to fast. But the one that is able to fast has to fast. That is the abrogation. The one that is able to fast has to fast in the month of Ramadan. But I want to speak today, because we are coming to the month of Sha'ban, in which our beloved Prophet Muhammad fasted more than any other month besides Ramadan, I want to speak about this last statement in verse 148 of Surah Al-Baqarah, وَأَن تَسُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And to fast is better for you. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That this is one of the best forms of ibadah, if not the best, that a believer can engage in right throughout the year. There's just a notice here. Black Mercedes, CA232903, your car door is open. I hope that's not an invitation. So inshallah, Black Mercedes, CA232903, your car door is open. Better go and check that out, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan. وَأَن تَسُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And fasting is better for you if you only knew. Very interestingly, I think it was people from Bani Tamim that came to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they asked him in their lahja, in their, because they were different lahajat, they were different lahajat in Al-Jazeera Al-Arabiya at the time when the Qur'an came down. That's why the Qur'an was revealed ala sab'ati ahruf, meaning according to 7 different dialects. Now the dialect of Bani Tamim is that they used to take the lam of al for ta'rif, al meaning the. They used to take the lamb and replace it with a meme. So they came to the Prophet and they asked him, Aminim birrim siyamum fim safar? Sahaba didn't know. Because they look at the Quraysh, they didn't understand the Sahaba that were with the Prophet, not from Bani Tamim. So the Prophet answered, Laysa minam birrim siyamum fim safar. What he was actually saying, what they were actually asking was, Amin al birri as siyamu fi safar? Amin al birri. Is it of piety to fast while you're on a journey? So the Prophet answered, Laysa min al birri as siyamu fi safar. It's not of piety to fast while you're on a journey. Sometimes you're on a journey, you think, no. I mean, and yes, anta mukhayyar, you can choose. Because nowadays you're on a journey. I mean, safar. Actually, like if you take the word in English, then it has the right meaning, to suffer. Safar, to suffer. Because the Prophet ﷺ said that it is qita'atu min al-'adhab, it's a form of punishment. Safar. But in those days, yes, on the back of a camel, walking through the desert, in the hot sun, you know, with no Tesco. For those of you who have been on Umrah recently, you have the halfway station between Makkah and Medina, Tesco. You can choose between Hamburger King, or you can choose Al Baik, and you've got your Masalla, and you've got, mashallah, all your ablution facilities, everything there, mashallah, with the petrol station to fill up the bus. So safar today is not like safar yesterday. But does that mean that because it's not difficult that, no, you have to fast if you're on a journey? No. The ulama say no. You are mukhayyar. You can choose. Even if you're in a plane, you know, with air conditioning and chicken or beef and all the luxury that goes along with it, you can choose whether you want to fast on that journey or whether you want to break the fast. But in Islam, we must make use of the rukhas. We must make use of the concessions that Allah has given to us out of his favor. And this is one of those concessions, is that we don't have to fast when we are on a journey. Even in Ramadan, we can make it up outside of Ramadan. But like I said, 184, we will speak about when we get to Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. Verse number 184 from Surah Al-Baqarah. Today we are speaking about As-Siyam. And there's so much to say about fasting. Umuman. We're speaking about Siyam generally. And not specifically Ramadan. We're speaking about As-Siyam umuman. There is a beautiful hadith Qudsi that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrates about the greatness of fasting. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith Qudsi qala, and this is narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Allah, and this is muttafaqun alayhi in Bukhari and Muslim, kullu amal ibn Adam lah illa as-sawm fa innahu li wa ana ajzi bih. All of the actions of mankind are for him. He has a stake therein. He has a part therein. He has a benefit therein for himself. Now, before we get to the istithna, the exception, when the ulama, when they analyze this hadith, they say what it actually means is that in every action there is potential for riya. In every action, there is potential for showing off. Whether it is fasting, illa sawm, except for fasting. Whether it is salah, like the man that came into the masjid and he was looking very pious while he was making salah. His head was bowed and he was looking very, very humble and very pious. So said, no, Umar came in, he said, ya hadha, laysa al-khushu fi al-riqab, wa innama al-khushu fi al-qulub. He said, oh you? He said, submission does not lie in the neck. Submission lies in the heart. So the potential, and he might have come into the masjid with a sincere intention, but when he saw maybe his peers, or maybe people that, you know, he would like them to respect him, maybe then, because the niyyah can change. Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri said, مَا عَلَّجْتُ شَيْئًا أَشَدُّ عَلَى نَفْسِي مِن نِيَّتِي لِأَنَّا تَتَقَلَّبُ. He said, never ever have I tried to cure something more difficult to cure within myself than the sincerity of my intention, because it's always fluctuating. So he might have come in with a sincere intention. I'm going to the masjid, I'm going to make salah. But now he sees, hey, these guys must see that, you know, I make a quiet salah, a humble salah. You know, maybe a little sob in my salah. They can think I'm really a wali of Allah. And so what have they done? They have engaged in what is known as a shirkul asghar, the thing that the Prophet fears most for us. The small association of partners in the worship of Allah. Inna akhwafu ma akhafu alaykum a shirkul asghar. The thing I fear most for you is the small association of partners in the worship of Allah. They asked, ma shirkul asghar ya Rasulullah? What is the small association of partners in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Qala ar-riya, to show off. Likewise with giving zakah or sadaqah. You know, there's that, even though it is permissible to give sirran wa alaniya, to give in secret and to give in the open, if the intention is right, to encourage others to give. But only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise with hajj. Like that one brother who went for hajj, he had a little shop, a little kiosk. And he went on hajj. And the kiosk was named after him. Let's call him Fulan, so and so. So Fulan's shop. And he went on hajj and he came back and he wrote in front of Fulan, Hajj Fulan. A few years later, he went on hajj again. And he came back and he had the sign writer wipe off that sign and he make a new sign, Hajj, Hajj Fulan. He did it the third time, I think. He wrote three times, Hajj, Hajj, Hajj Fulan. The fourth time he did it, there was no more place for any other Hajj. So, kullu amali bni Adam lah. Now we can look at the hadith again. What does Allah say in this hadith Qudsi? All of the actions of mankind are for him. Except for fasting, illa sawm, fa innahu li wa ana ajzi bi. Except for fasting, it's only for me, and I am the one that rewards the fasting person. I mean, have you ever seen anybody even attempting? That is why it is said. I read in one of the books of Tafsir that it is said that fasting has only ever been done for Allah. I know it's a debatable issue with regards to the Christians also have the fasting of Lent, but I think they don't have to abstain from food and drink. But it was said in this one particular tafsir that fasting has only ever been done for Allah. But what is more important is that when you are fasting, you cannot do it for anybody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a believer, as a Muslim, because how are you going to show off? Kekul leke puasa ek vandag. And that's why I've never comprehended this idea of it achteri bak. Like the old people used to say, that he's hiding around the corner having a sandwich. Who's he hiding from? يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ. They try to hide from people, but they don't try and hide from Allah. Why? Because you can't hide from Allah. وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوَجَهَرُوا بِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ السُّدُورِ. Whether you say something in secret or you say it loudly in the open, Allah knows that which lies in the hearts of mankind. Allah knows our very inner thoughts and feelings, let alone what we are saying or what we are doing. So fasting is very, very special. And it's a perpetual ibadah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. It's a lengthy ibadah. I mean, how long does it take to make salah? Okay, it varies, depending on how much of the Quran you're reciting in it. But it varies. Let's say on average, 5 to 10 minutes people take for salah. And a salah, when we actually analyze it, technically, عِبَارَةٌ عَنْ حَرَكَاتٍ وَسَكَنَاتٍ تَبْتَدِئُ بِالتَّكْبِيرَةِ وَالتَّخْتَتِمُ بِالتَّسْلِيمِ بِشَرَائِطَ مَخْصُوصَةٍ. That is the technical definition of salah. Salah is an expression of movements and stillnesses which begin with التَّكْبِيرَةِ Allahu Akbar and end with التَّسْلِيمِ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ ورحمةالله بشرائط مخصوصة with specific conditions. It only takes between 5 and 10 minutes. Whereas your siyam is what? I mean, what's the definition of siyam? Sawm literally means al-imsak. To withhold. To withhold. Al-imsak. To withhold. In actual fact, that is the literal word for constipation. Ishal, coming from the word sahal, which means easy, is the word that is used for diarrhea. And imsak is the word that is used in the Arabic language for constipation. Imsak. So to withhold. Even a person that does not speak, we can say that they are making sawm, like Sayyidah Maryam was commanded, وَقُولِي إِنِّي نَظَّرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ سَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّ. That I am observing sawm, meaning I'm not going to speak to anybody. That's why when she actually saw the people, she didn't even say anything. She فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She pointed to Isa, to Nabi Isa alayhi salam. She pointed to him. She didn't even say anything. Why? Because she was making sawm of her speech. Imsak, she was withholding. Likewise, if we say صَامَتْ دَابَّ. صَامَتْ دَابَّ. What's a dabba? Is any creature. You know? But normally a beast of burden. Normally a beast of burden, like a horse or a donkey or a camel. إِذَا صَامَتْ دَابَّ. It means it's standing on all fours and it refused to go anywhere. That is صَامَتْ. It's making sawm. إِمْسَاك. It's withholding. Doesn't want to go anywhere. Oh, either sam al-rih, or either sam al-sahab, the clouds, also withholding, not giving any rain. This is the word sawm, lughatan, literally, in the Arabic language. But according to the al-ma'na al-istilahi, the technical meaning, it is al-imsaku an al-muftirat biqtirani niyatin min al-fajr al-sadiq ila ghurub al-shams. The technical meaning is to withhold from anything, or to abstain. Withhold meaning abstain. To abstain from anything that would break the fast with a specific intention, connecting it with a specific intention from the true dawn until the setting of the sun. I mean, on average, we're talking about 11, 12 hours. In some places, 20 hours. You know, in some places, if you go to the north or the south pole, you know, the sun doesn't set. But then you would have to take, or you could take, the nearest country, or you could even take Makkah, for example. The ulama have many different views on this particular mas'ala. But I think this year we are fasting roughly 11 hours. Under 12 hours, am I right? Under 12 hours. Have you ever heard of anybody making salah for 11 or 12 hours straight? From the takbiratul ihram to the taslim, from Allahu Akbar to assalamu alaikum. So this is how special fasting is. That we are constantly engaged in an act of ibadah that is making us more conscious and mindful of Allah. Somebody comes to you at the workplace and says, Muhammad, would you like some coffee? I'm making some coffee for myself. Like Frank or Susan or whoever asks, would you like some coffee? I'm making coffee for myself. What do we say? No thanks, I'm fasting. You know? Somebody got some road rage on the road and they cut in front of you. And maybe they pull you a dirty sign or swear at you. And they get out the car and they confront you. What do you say? Please, brother, I am fasting. Because this is the state of consciousness that is developed when a person engages in the ibadah of fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجَزِي بِهِ. All the actions of man are for them. Except for fasting, it's only for me, and I am the one that rewards the fasting person. I'm going to stop there, inshallah ta'ala. And next week, we're going to look at all the fada'il. All the virtues and all the benefits of fasting, that inshallah ta'ala, when we are finished, then we're not only going to be fasting Ramadan Muslims, but it's going to be something that we are going to maintain inshallah in one form or another right throughout the year, that we might maintain لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ right throughout the year. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدِ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تركنن إلى القصور الفاخرة واذكر عظامك حين تمسي ناخرة وإذا رأيت زخارف الدنيا فقل يا رب إن العيش عيش الآخرة وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النساء وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم فنحن على وشك الدخول في شهر شعبان وفي رواية عائشة الصديقة بنت الصديق رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهي شهدت فقالت فما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر صيام من شهر شعبان أو كما قالت رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنها. فنحن نفعل ذلك اتباعا لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والاستعداد دخول شهر رمضان. فإن الصيام له فضائل كثيرة، وأكبرها أن الصوم لله وحده، كما روى أبو هريرة رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قال الله: كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم، فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. وسنواصل هذا الكلام في الأسبوع القادم بإذن الله تعالى. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بالتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته. فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلوق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله. من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرم مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام وفي يمن وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين يا الله يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة،
قام الله أدام ما دامت السماوات والأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا، اعتدلوا، تراصوا، سدوا الخلل، سووا صفوفكم، فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder. Close all the gaps and please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. الله أكبر. للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا مسلما وما أنا من المشركين. إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحيي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له، وبذلك أمرت وأنا من المسلمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم، ثم لترونها عين اليقين، ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير.